Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a five-minute Friday. Today, we're talking to Dr. Roy Kim, one of my good friends. He is a plastic surgeon from San Francisco, and we are hanging out talking about artificial intelligence. We're doing a panel at the American Academy of Facial Plastic Surgery. He and I were talking about how we need real-world life hacks, and we're going to give you some of the things that we're doing in AI that are improving our efficiency as humans.
Yeah, well, thanks so much, Dr. K. Really, AI today can be used for patient education, patient marketing, marketing for your website in terms of content creation. We can write articles, YouTube scripts, and we can create images. So those are the things where AI can look at your website, look at your social media profiles, get a synopsis of all that or sort of an outline, and then you can have AI write your articles, patient education booklets, post-surgery instructions, and more.
It's so fascinating that you can upload your content from your Instagram, and your basic voice can be translated into an aesthetic, and that voice and tone of how you write can be labeled into the future writing that AI learns from your own writing, right?
Absolutely. I mean, because it's your personality. If you've recorded stuff on your own, if you've written articles on your own, then yes, AI can capture your character, your personality, and generate and spit out topics that are similar but not quite identical to stuff you've already made.
So, like, yeah, someone like me who's done a lot of podcasts and a lot of Instagram posts, and I think that the AI would have plenty of a database to generate the digital version of me. And in fact, we're working with a company called AI Wellness that's created a beautiful digital avatar of me. And using 11 Labs, which is one of the AI technologies that they utilize, you can translate script to voice. So they have a template of my voice, and they can make me say whatever the paragraph is written to say.
Yeah, I do think that's the future. I mean, you already have so much stuff that you have already recorded. So it's very cool that they can create an outline, a script, a future video. Really, I think in the next 6 to 12 months, it'll be very smooth to the point where you can't tell that it's your AI avatar. It's, mm-hmm. You know, it looks like you.
It's so true. It's slightly robotic right now because I think the technology is just trying to get there, and we're also learning better how to film, and AI doesn't do hands very well and those kind of things. So, but it will be there soon. What are some other life hacks? Like if I was to open your phone right now, what are your best, you know, AI efficiency apps?
I think another thing is that it can actually give you ideas. So in terms of marketing or even future content, let's say you're a little burnt out or you've felt like, you know, I've talked a lot about neuromodulators or fillers or whatever. It can actually give you suggestions, new ways of saying, look, this is what I've already done. Can you please tell me what I should do that's new? And it'll give you things that are not repetitive, but brand new things to talk about. It'll give you a content schedule, an outline, scripts. Certain AI agents can actually generate citations. So it'll say, look, I like this article in the
Perplexity. He's talking about Perplexity.
Yes, AAFPRS journals. Mm-hmm. You know, national WebMD, something generic. And it'll be able to generate citations and articles from that as well.
That's very cool. So yes, Perplexity is a great one that's not only got search engine function, but it'll link all the relevant references. So in case you don't always believe AI, which you never should, you can at least read the references. I'm, of course, a super user of ChatGPT version 4.0, and now the new version, which I've heard at dinner last night, is super tremendous. So I'm going to definitely upload and upgrade to that version. What are you using?
I'm using ChatGPT as well as Perplexity AI. And I guess the other hint I have or tweak, which you already know about, the better your prompt is, in other words, the better your instructions are for the AI agent, the better your output will be. If you just tell ChatGPT to write an article, it's going to write a very boring corporate generic article. If you can come up with an outline or base it on what you've written or done already and actually think a little, it'll generate an article that is unique and also comes out in your voice.
It's so true. And if you say I'm a facial plastic surgeon and I'm lecturing or writing a script for an audience that is, you know, injectors, surgeons, or dermatologists around the world, it will definitely use the proper tone of voice, more professionalism and more medical terminology, which is great. I have also played with Claude a little bit, and I like Claude AI because you can upload very large volumes of information. For example, all of Harry Potter versions 1 through, like volumes 1 through 6 or however many books there are. The entire thing can be uploaded, and you can ask one esoteric question about, you know, what was Harry Potter wearing in the chapter where he was struck by lightning, and it will give you the answer because it is that amazing. So I love Claude for large volume text uploads, and also you can upload 20 different papers I've been reading on, you know, biostimulators, and can you please summarize the findings of these 20 papers? That is a time saver.
Yeah, that is awesome. And the other thing too is when you can actually talk to AI. So a lot of people don't know this. If you put near the end of your instructions, okay, please take a deep breath while reading these instructions. Please make sure that you're 95% confident that you understand my instructions. If you don't fully understand my instructions, please ask me for clarifying follow-up questions. And it's sort of shocking because you're talking to another human, except you're talking to ChatGPT. It'll ask you questions. It'll ask you, okay, what about this? What's the niche audience? Do you really want to say this? And then you answer it, and it'll generate a better article, image, outline, whatever.
That is so interesting. Yes, you can tell it also, like, okay, that was a good job, but not good enough. I want you to do better. And I want you to refine it. I want you to make it funnier, you know, more professional, like add a tone of congeniality or whatever you want to say. So that's super interesting. Okay, what other AI applications have you tried that you think are worth trying? On our phones, there's 1 million things in the App Store, but I use like the same 10 apps repeatedly all the time that are open and, you know, state of mind. What are yours as far as AI goes?
I think the biggest one, which is pretty good but not perfect enough, is AI that generates video. So right now, yes, I'm making YouTube videos, I'm making social media videos, but anything that's sort of B-roll, I love using Midjourney and other similar AI programs where you give it very specific instructions and it'll generate a video B-roll, let's say 4 seconds, 7 seconds long. So instead of using stock video images or looking at you operating again in the operating room for like the 20th time, it will actually generate very unique AI-generated video B-roll, and it's pretty awesome. That, though, takes a little longer. Like, it just takes longer time to generate video B-roll.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a fan of Runway and some of the other apps that are great for image creation, and they're very creative. I've recently done PowerPoints and my slide sets for a couple different meetings, where I was trying to explain biostimulation and what does a macrophage look like when it's senescent. And it was very fun personifying these cells as little monster people. Yeah. It's super creative. I enjoy doing that.
Yeah, there's AI now called Gamma. I believe it's gamma.ai. So you put in a PDF, an outline, an article, even your own YouTube videos, and it'll generate a PowerPoint presentation for you.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I don't think I'm at the point where I'll trust AI yet to generate my website. However, there are some good website generating AIs. And then I'm a big fan of, there's Perfect Corp, which is a company that does artificial intelligence scanning of the face. They have a skin scanning application, which is downloadable from the iTunes store if you don't want to buy a $20,000, $30,000 skin imaging system. So convenient. You can scan the whole face in 10 seconds and get 15 different parameters of skin health, including brown spots, fine lines, pores, pigment, all that. So, and they also are coming out with an aesthetic simulator. So that's a really great one that's now available.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that technology to be much more widespread. It'll give patients a better understanding of more realistic before and after, and also easier to do it in the office for everyone. In other words, if you have a physical device that is a laptop, an iPad, an iPhone, it'll be more widely available.
So true. I think the days are coming where AI will come into the operating room more. We currently have a version of AI that we've had a long time, stereotactic navigational guidance with surgery, where we get a CAT scan of the head, face, neck, and we're able to take that CAT scan image, put a headset on the patient's actual physical head, and correlate then their head location with their sinuses, their anatomy, their brain, the various landmarks of the face. So when I'm inside the patient's head using a guided instrument, I'll know exactly which sinus cavity I'm in and my proximity to the eye or the brain or any dangerous structures. So that kind of navigational guidance already exists. And I feel like that's only going to get better. There's a new AI called Artery 3D, which takes your MRI of your face and MRI of your head and neck It maps the entire anatomy of that from the radiologic scan, transfers the information to the AI app, and then you can project that onto the patient's face to know where their arteries are and where their safety and danger zones might be. What do you think is coming next in the OR and body work?
I think the biggest thing I've seen is a Korean company called Bistool, where they have customized three-dimensional facial implants. Mm-hmm. So we sort of have that technology today where it's sort of cumbersome to take an excellent 3D CT scan, and it takes several weeks for a customizable facial implant to come back. This company can do it in literally 24 hours and then ship it out to you. So we're talking a lot of different facial implants. I think in the U.S., chin would be the most popular. They make nasal ones, malar ones, tear trough ones, forehead ones, angle of the mandible. I mean, they make it for all over the place. So that's a very interesting technology. It's FDA approved as we speak.
Love it. And then I did get the Meta glasses. I got the Snapchat glasses too. I just tend to like to play with toys. But I did see a fun video of a Harvard student who uploaded Instagram, Facebook images to his AI glasses, his Meta glasses, and was walking on campus and able to scan faces. Faces were picked up by the imaging system and tracked back to their Facebook so he could identify a complete stranger from their face assessment and their facial scan, you know, like we do at the airport. I guess that's not new, but now a consumer can do that. And was able to then go up to the unsuspecting stranger and say, oh, hey, are you a lady who likes to knit and play chess and you have a granddaughter who goes to this high school? And I thought that is terrifying, but also fascinating. So I think, you know, probably the next iteration of what we'll see in the medical is wearing some kind of AI glasses that will bring up patients' reading of their digital health, maybe their old chart, maybe a little flash on the screen so we don't have to distract ourselves and, you know, go turn our back to the patient and go into the EMR laptop. So that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I think so. So I think one of the biggest things about this podcast and about what we're talking about with AI is that you still have to be an original. The more knowledge that you inherently possess from your reading, your studying, your personality, your character, that AI enhances it. If you're relying on AI to actually generate tons of original content, well, then that's not you. Mm-hmm. That's something else. Mm-hmm. So the more you know and the more you produce, the more content you have, the more opinions you have, I think AI is awesome.
Yeah, it's just a tool to increase our efficiency. And like when you have writer's block, it'll get you over your writer's block. I regret the day that the day will come when we feel too lazy to write and we turn to ChatGPT and ask it to write for us. And then we will lose our creative writing skills and our outlet for our own personal voice. And I see that happening even in my own office because I can tell when the staff phones it in and sends me something that's written like a Hallmark card. And I will grab them and just be like, you didn't write this. ChatGPT wrote it. And it's so flat and devoid of normal speech patterns and conversational patterns. So I am definitely a little cautious about like losing all incentive and in humanity by giving it all to ChatGPT. But on the other hand, there's so many pluses. I definitely think it's tripled our efficiencies. Like you, we can come up with interesting Instagram hooks or, you know, content that we can create. And I think that's a huge plus. We're using some AI to edit podcasts, which has been super helpful too. And that one is called Opus Clip. And I really love that one. We love Canva, which has AI for, you know, making all kinds of infographics as well.
Yeah, so it's amazing how it's really starting to filter into the mainstream. Canva is a huge, huge platform that tons of people use. And you can create, golly, AI templates, AI music, AI images. I mean, it's pretty astounding.
Yeah.
So the future is bright for AI in the world of aesthetic medicine, facial plastic surgery, and I look forward to it.
Amazing. Well, there you have it. Words of wisdom from Dr. Roy Kim and myself, and hopefully you will take the time to dabble in some AI. The problem is not that AI is difficult, it's that you have to just buckle down into one app or one AI application and then dive deep. And if you feel that it's somewhat useful, just stick with that one. I feel like there's only top five that I need in my life right now. And even though there's like 1,000 that come out in a month, 1,000 different AI applications, there's really going to be like 4 or 5 that stick for you. So I hope you guys will all dive in, tune in to more podcasts, and we're going to bring you info back from this meeting because we have an amazing AI panel coming up later. But that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me every Tuesday on our podcast with the longer topic and our 5-Minute Fridays, of course. You can find me on Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. Doing amazing things with people's faces. And Dr. Roy Kim, what's your Instagram?
At D-R-R-O-Y-K-I-M.
There you go. And he has always so much fun food content on his channel. Love it. He's a foodie like me. But I'm an intermittent fasting. You just eat. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.